Blog Talk Radio.
Live from the nation's capital, this is the Burke Allen Show on WAMS with Billboard Magazine award-winning broadcaster Burke Allen. Interesting guests, intriguing topics, and your phone calls at 718-506-1944. The Burke Allen Show is a presentation of Allen Media Strategies, online at allenmediastrategies.com. Now, celebrating his third decade behind the mic, here's Burke Allen.
Well, we all work very hard, and many studies suggest that Americans work harder today than they ever have before, and in a recession-era economy, we seem to get less and less results from that hard work. How would you like to achieve more in your personal life at work and without working more hours? It also reduces stress. That's like a nice package to put together, huh? Our next guest, Randy Anderson with E3 Professional Trainers, has spent the better part of the last 25 years helping a whole lot of people, thousands, in all types of organizations and industries, do just that. And I guess it comes down to working smarter instead of harder. And we'll get some specific strategies on that. If you'd like to be a part of the program, our number is 718-506-1944 as we welcome Randy Anderson to the Burke Allen Show. Hey, Randy.
Good morning, Burke. How are you?
Now, there are going to be so many people that are going to be hanging on every word here, so choose them wisely. You have, for many years, specialized in workplace productivity. I guess a lot of this sort of translates into the personal world whenever you deal with the biggest challenges that people face in the workplace. As you've done this for all these years, is there something you could really drill down as the number one challenge that people seem to face in today's work world?
Well, I think one of the things that I see, and you're right, it does mix between personal and professional life. One of the greatest challenges, I think, is just for people to regain or recapture or rekindle a commitment to personal excellence. You know, I just see that a lot of people have lost that, and I think it's a result of a big gap in life balance. You know, as you said just a minute ago, people are trying to do more than ever, but they don't have more time. And so what happens is they're exchanging one to-do list for another. They're giving up personal maintenance, whether it be taking care of their bodies, taking care of their brains, taking care of their relationships. They're giving that up, giving up sleep, giving up eating right, giving up exercising, giving up personal time in order to get more done at work. And then you couple that with the fact that managers have more to do than ever, and in many instances, managers have longer day-to-day to-do lists as opposed to managing people. Now they're all of a sudden managing tasks. Well, all of a sudden, they can't celebrate or they can't show appreciation. So the average person just gets to where they give up or they become content with, what's the least that I have to do to get by? And the result, I think, is an unconscious pursuit of mediocrity, which sounds funny, but I think it's rampant in the workplace today, just this unconscious pursuit of mediocrity.
And I think unconscious is the word. None of us set out to say, oh, I'm only going to do enough to get by. But you sort of get beat down into that after years and years of these challenges. And let me ask you this. How much do you feel like, Randy, technology plays a role in this? I mean, we're all tethered to our BlackBerries, our iPhones, our laptops, our voicemail. Is that a real issue when it comes to maintaining that work-life balance that maybe our parents or grandparents' generation didn't deal with?
Undoubtedly. And the expression you said, tethered, one of the expressions I use quite often is the leash keeps getting longer and longer. And as we have the capability to be able to be reached, whether we're on vacation or whether we're at home on the weekend or in the evenings, then the expectation is, well, I called you, why did you not answer? I emailed you, why did you not reply? And even now, as texting is beginning to creep more and more into the workplace, and it's not just a personal communication anymore, but actually beginning to become a form of professional communication, people don't have much tolerance for lack of availability, people turning their phone off at night to spend time with their family. And whether that comes from internal customers or external customers, again, we begin to feel that obligation or that requirement that if I'm going to be scored well on my performance evaluation, I have to be accessible almost 24/7. I mean, it really is almost getting to that point. And so, again, it takes us away from the other things that help our bodies and minds to run the way that they were designed to run.
Randy Anderson is our guest. He's with E3 Professional Trainers, and you can visit him online at e3professionaltrainers.com. He's a workplace and personal productivity, personal excellence specialist. Randy, let's get down to the brass tacks here. If somebody listening today wants to make a change in those day-to-day habits and maybe loosen that leash or break some of those patterns, easier said than done, what suggestions would you make as a good starting point?
Well, the statement that I start almost every training I do with, it's at the very first of my website, I think it's got to be a change in consciousness. And the statement that I have is, you will not live an outstanding life by accident. You can only live an outstanding life by forming habits and creating disciplines that will allow you to achieve excellence every day. Well, that sounds like a novel concept, sounds like a great quote to put, up on a poster somewhere in the office. But what does that actually mean? Well, I think we've got to be aware. There's seven things that I think we have to focus on. And the easiest way to envision it is to think of a wagon wheel with five spokes. The hub of that wagon wheel are your core values. What are the most important things in your life that everything in your life is going to revolve around? The five spokes are the five areas of human development: your intellectual development, your physical development, your spiritual development, whatever that means to different individuals, different perspectives or beliefs, the social aspect of your life, and your moral engagement, the person you are, the life that you live, what are you to the community or what are you to your industry or whatever. And then if you think on the outside of that wagon wheel, if you could actually put a tire, that would be a term I use called margin that came from a book called Margin by Dr. Richard Swenson that talks about the difference between your time and your commitments. If you have no margin, if you have no cushion, you'll tear everything up. It's like driving on a flat tire. If we can pay attention to taking care of our mind, body, and soul, fostering strong relationships, and doing things to make our community or our world, so to speak, a better place, and maintain that margin in our life, then our core values will speak for itself and will leave a legacy in life. I mean, the way I think of it is, for most of us, we're constantly putting gas in the car. We're constantly putting gas, constantly putting gas. Nobody's ever checking the oil. You know, we get up and eat what we get, something on the way out the door, and go run for 10, 12 hours a day at full speed and cart our kids around to all the different events, and then we crash at the end of the day and get up and do it again tomorrow. Instead of saying, you know what, if I could spend 30 or 45 minutes exercising or 15 minutes reading something or spend time once a week on a date with my significant other or spend time one-on-one with our kids, that would fix a lot of the other problems. And in the end, would make us more productive at work because we feel better, think better, less distracted, more driven by specific goals.
Wonderful advice from Randy Anderson from E3 Professional Trainers, especially in terms of overscheduling. We'll get into some of those key ingredients to help people free up some time in the schedule and see some real improvement right after this. Hang on. It's the Burke Allen Show. Thanks for listening. We're at 718-506-1944. We'll be back right after this.
You're listening to the radio right now. That means you're a radio fan. Did you ever think, I could do that? I could be on the radio? Well, now you can. Visit getyourownradioshow.com now and sign up for a free online course to help you get your own radio show. Talk shows, music shows, and more. It's fun, easy, and best of all, you can learn in your own home. Find out how. Visit getyourownradioshow.com today. That's getyourownradioshow.com. getyourownradioshow.com.
This just in. Now you can speak your email instead of typing it. It's the revolutionary new online breakthrough that's being called the next big thing on the internet. Video email. It's easy to use, saves time, and you'll be the first to have it. But wait, there's more. You could also broadcast your own live TV show online. Use it for family, friends, or business presentations. Video email and online TV broadcast? How much would that cost? Hundreds? Thousands? How about less than $4 a day? Find out more. Visit greatvideotool.com today. That's greatvideotool.com. Do it now. Greatvideotool.com.
Are you afraid of things that go bump in the night? Dark Force, the true and terrifying story of Bill Bean, has been featured on the Discovery Channel's A Haunting, Coast to Coast AM, and more. Now, Bill Bean shares his amazing story of horror and redemption in his own words. You can own a personally autographed copy of Dark Force by Bill Bean at a special low price for radio listeners. Visit BillBeanBook.com today. That's BillBeanBook.com, and experience Dark Force.
Thank you.
785-619-9999. New York City metropolitan area, Randy Anderson, our guest today with E3 Professional Trainers. They're online at e3professionaltrainers.com. And Randy specializes in helping with personal productivity and personal excellence. And Randy, if you don't work for yourself and you have a really demanding boss or work structure, any strategies you can recommend to help free up some of that time and keep from over-scheduling yourself?
Yeah, I mean, I think one thing, I come from a sales background, and so I think most people are less concerned with the number of hours in the chair versus the results that you produce. And I have yet to ever see a manager or a company owner, CEO, who would say, I don't care that you're getting greater results, I just want you at work more hours. That's pretty rare, and people are looking for results. And again, if they can structure their time, if they can allocate their time, and that's another thing I specialize in, is it goes couples hand in hand with this beyond life balance, is time budgeting and time management, to be able to address the priority projects, to be able to address the most productive or the most profitable tasks, and not get bogged down in answering stupid emails or a lot of unproductive time on the phone because you don't know how to control a conversation or direct a conversation to the task at hand. Excuse me. If you can create for yourself an atmosphere of greater productivity during the day and a greater focus on the productive, profitable tasks during the day, and if one of your focuses is, I need to finish in a shorter day so that I can spend more time taking care of my mind, body, soul, family, whatever that may be, you'll find that you're more productive. I have read articles that say the average frontline cubicle-type worker who doesn't have somebody specifically looking over their shoulder all day long can spend as much as 2 hours a day on the Internet. And again, I think that comes from nobody's telling us they appreciate what we're doing. Nobody's checking on us minute by minute, hour by hour. They're checking on us at an annual review. It's easy to get lost in things that steal a few minutes here and a few minutes there. I don't think people are spending 2 hours, the first 2 hours of the day. I think it comes in 2 and 3 and 5 minute blocks during the day. Adjusting your focus.
How much of that, Randy, do you think is, how much of that is caused, and I immediately think of you know, people surfing Facebook, for example, or surfing
exactly.
The web and watching the silly videos on YouTube. How much of that do you think was really driven by people who are just desperate for a little downtime in their for their minds, as opposed to you know, necessarily shirking work duties? It's something they feel like they got to have.
100%. And you're supporting directly exactly what I'm saying. Take those 5-10 minute blocks out of your work day and surf in the evening. If you relieve some stress and make your body work right through exercise, through eating better, through getting enough sleep, then you're going to be able to focus better at work. And those 8 or 9 or 10 hours at work can be packed with productivity instead of broken up productive times, broken up by checking the Internet, watching a funny video, checking your Facebook status. I'm not telling you that you're going to necessarily find that you spend all the time during the day differently. I'm saying you're going to spend it at different times. And so instead of working from 7 to 7, I can work 8 to 5 or 8 to 6 and still accomplish the same amount. And those hours or those minutes that I was spending at work doing personal stuff, I can now do in the evening or in the morning or at lunch. And so it's an exchange to where I say, I want to consolidate. The term I use in time management training is tighten up my day so that I can get more done in less hours and still be able to go home and do the other things that I enjoy doing, which means I don't have to have such a mental lapse during the day that I got to stop and check a video for a little relief.
One final question. Is it, in your experience, having done this for a couple of decades now, a bigger problem with the specific gender? Is it a male-female thing? Do you see this more prevalent in certain ages in terms of being out of balance with your work life? Or is this an across-the-board thing?
Well, I think we go through seasons in life, and I've got small kids, and that is certainly a challenge unto itself, but I think it's an equal opportunity demotivator or an equal opportunity deterrent from productivity. I see it in all ages. It may not be that a person 60 years old spends a lot of time on Facebook as much as a 25-year-old, but there are things nonetheless that keep them from being productive, and I think a lot of that is getting your give a care fixed. I care about the legacy I'm leaving and the footprint that I'm leaving behind me, and I'm going to make it intentional instead of allowing it to just blow me whatever direction. I think that's the thing, is fixing your mindset.
Sounds like great advice. And Randy, if folks want to find out more about you and what you do and maybe some specific strategies, is there anything available at that e3professionaltrainers.com website that would be helpful?
Yeah, if they were to go to my website, again, e3professionaltrainers with an S on the end, like excellence, the number 3, professionaltrainers.com. Toward the bottom of that main page, you'll see it says click here for free personal productivity tools and resources. And in that, there's several things on how to spend your time better and allocate it better, some motivational things, some step-by-step, some quotes that are kind of motivating. But there are some tools there that they can actually take and get a structure that they can begin to plug into that will help them to be more intentional, more purposeful, and more productive in their life, and be more productive and have greater influence within their work life and their personal life.
Excellent words of wisdom from the Lone Star State and our buddy Randy Anderson with e3professionaltrainers.com. Talking about work and life balance. Great information, very timely. Randy, thank you for joining us on the Burke Allen Show today.
Thanks for having me.
You bet. From Washington, D.C., the nation's capital, I'm Burke Allen. Thank you for listening. Now go out and make it a great and productive day.